I kind of want to share that that I am looking at, there is this place where one looks how somebody else's vibration is, right?
Yeah.
And you expect that grace and ease is going to show up.
Yeah.
Not just as an actuality, but as a reflection. They are going to have sparkly eyes and smooth skin and all that, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, but it's not true for the person who has a passion burning in them for what they are doing. Not anything. If they are doing if the vibration or whatever they are doing is a tool. So once it's a tool, it works differently. So if I were just a human being having my vibration this high and I would have to do my work, whatever work is, I would look like $1 billion, right?
If what? Say that again. If you?
So if my vibration was really high.
Yeah.
As it is.
Yeah.
And all I would have to do is do my work. And my vibration would have, my work would have nothing to do with causing somebody else's vibration. Okay?
Yeah.
I would just commune to God.
Yeah.
For the sake of what's up, buddy, right?
For the sake of pie.
Yes, I'd like to hang out with you. Can we have lunch someday, right?
It's
like, oh, I love you. You're so great. Oh, I love my life. Right. But that's not the case with me or with two people that I'm watching closely, Trivedi. And
Trivedi, what is that?
It's a guy's name.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. I didn't know what it was. Okay.
Trivedi is a guy's name.
Okay, yeah.
Who is another guy I'm watching. Trivedi, Saima, and myself. I'm watching the three of us, okay?
Okay, that's very cool, yeah.
Because I glean some stuff from that, right?
Yeah.
So Trivedi looks like he is going to croak any day, okay?
Oh, really?
I mean, he looks like he doesn't sleep.
Yeah.
He looks tired.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes his voice is like has no color.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah.
And I can tell you from my own experience, he's working his ass off. But not working like in the world where the vibration is going to show up as I'm flying here and I'm flying there and life is easy, right? No,
yeah.
No. He's working to generate more energy, right?
Uh-huh.
Which means he's going to have to dig deep, okay? Mm-hmm. To the recesses of the being where there is darkness. Or in his case, I think he kind of communes with dark energies, too. Because, but I'm not sure, okay?
Yeah.
I'm not sure what he does.
Yeah.
I have been observing him for about a month now.
Mm-hmm.
And even signed up to his program.
Uh-huh.
Because I find it intriguing. Anyway,
yes.
So what I'm trying to say is the common expectation of a normal human being,
mm-hmm.
or somebody who is in the position to be a leader, right?
Yeah.
Is off. It's mistaken. You know, I spoke with Gina yesterday, and he was like, oh, right? And I said, I love you. And
Gina who went to heaven?
No, Gina. Oh. No, I don't talk to heaven people.
Oh. Okay.
Gina.
Gina, I know who you mean, yeah.
Yeah. So, I said, I love you.
Uh-huh.
For whatever reason. And I was, like, really present to what degree I suddenly love her, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And she said, I also love who you have become. Now, you hear the difference, right?
Yes, big difference.
But she didn't hear the difference. She didn't say, I love you. She said, this is the person who was, like, into doing, right? So she acknowledged the same thing in me, like my accomplishment. Mm-hmm. You get that?
Yes.
And then I answered, I love you, warts and all.
Yes.
Because I can. Because my vibration is high. Because you can only really love unconditionally when you are above 525, right?
Yeah.
And then she didn't answer.
Mm-hmm.
Now, and it stayed with me, right? It's like I'm really looking, and I'm really looking at the public perception.
Mm-hmm.
And I was even looking at, like, where am I looking to feel somebody's level of vibration, right?
Yeah.
Where am I looking? Mm-hmm. And I find people with incredibly sparkly eyes, they look incredibly healthy, right?
Mm-hmm.
And their vibration is under 200.
Mm-hmm.
They are meditation teachers, they are raising your vibration teachers, except obviously it doesn't work, right? I mean, mm-hmm. obviously it doesn't work to raise the vibration, but it raises something.
Yeah, it raises something.
Mm-hmm. Okay, because when you do, like, fire breathing or you do any kind of breathing, that really increases some aliveness, right?
Yes.
And you may even have more energy, but your vibration didn't go higher, and life is in flux. Is that people cannot see high vibration; they can only see sparkling eyes. Mm-hmm. They can only see grace and ease. They can only see calmness, right? They can only see that Saima sits in the front and lasts for 20 minutes.
Uh-huh.
And they get that person is closer to heaven than they are.
Yeah, right.
Okay? But on the negative side, you kind of, and I don't say you personally, but I'm saying people at the low vibration will look at somebody at the higher vibration and says, yeah, their vibration is higher. And what they mean is like three. Their number is three higher than theirs.
Mm-hmm.
That's all they can see.
Yeah.
And they say, well, they weren't looking. Now, what were you projecting? Yeah. That's all you can do. That's what how the human machine works. You project capacities. And the capacities that you project are not much higher than yours because you can't even see those. Those are in a different bubble. So anyway, that's exactly what I'm talking about. So you gave me an illustration. Got that?
Yeah, except for there's two people in the conversation here, and I feel like I was more in inquiry and suggesting even that I knock it off with the metaphors because it causes us to get out of the stream. And I have a habit of adding metaphors to what you say.
There's nothing wrong with adding metaphors as long as you know that your metaphors are a reflection of a narrow cone of vision.
So I'm considering knocking it off with the metaphors.
No. No, don't knock off the metaphors. Just know that your metaphors are not clear.
Well, I feel like I'm an asshole because you're saying something.
No. There is nothing asshole-ish about that metaphor.
Okay.
Metaphor.
Right. Yeah,
and
they are.
Narrow.
If it takes somebody brilliant who I'm.
I'm not brilliant. So that's what you don't understand. I'm a normal person who has a higher vantage point.
Okay.
Because that's pretty much what you get with high vibration, corner of vision. Can you get the difference?
Yes.
You are driving in the street, and you get the street level. And
yes.
Somebody from a helicopter looks at the same thing. They're not better than you. They're a human being, right?
Yes.
They're not better than you because they are on a helicopter. They just have a different vantage point. And from
yes.
there, they can see that you are driving into a street where they are cutting the trees, and therefore the street is blocked. And they
yes.
block and tell you ahead of time. By the way, that's
yes.
what's happening in Syracuse.
Okay.
It's like, oh, you can't drive. Like,
okay.
It's like you're turning back galore. And the guys are so freaking self-righteous that one of them was yelling at me and stood so close to my car that I could only go backwards.
Oh,
I couldn't turn around. And I said, you're an asshole.
Uh-huh.
I can't even turn around.
Right. Oh, my God.
Okay?
Yeah.
So if you can get a lot of what's going on in the world
uh-huh.
is from standing too close to it.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
Which means the thing feels your whole cone of vision. It's not just part of it, which means you can't see where it even ends.
Mm-hmm.
And then you can say a metaphor that doesn't mean just that. It means more than that, which makes it muddy. Why is it muddy? Because it's ambivalent. It's not ambivalent. As you say, it doesn't mean one thing.
Mm-hmm.
But here's the good thing that happens from it, and that's why it's so great to talk to you. Because if you can't contribute one way, you will contribute another way. Because before this conversation, I couldn't see that the difference is the vantage point. I couldn't see that where one's higher vibration may manifest in that your vantage point is different.
Okay. Good.
But because you can see that if your vantage point, if you do your life
yeah.
from the helicopter,
yeah.
then you are going to be much less upset, right?
Uh-huh.
Can you see that?
Yes.
Okay, tell me.
Yeah, actually I have physically had that experience. I showed some houses by helicopter in Syracuse, and we went all around in the helicopter. And, you know, I have my opinion on Syracuse, and oh my God, I think you're up 500 feet, I'm not sure, but oh my God, it's beautiful. It's absolutely undulating and green and gorgeous.
Yeah, and when you are on the street level, you can't see that.
No, your feet are dirty and it's dusty and you see all this other stuff. But my God, from up there, it's amazing. Amazing. So yes.
Okay, so can you forgive me for that?
Yes. Of course.
No. I mean, I can imagine experiencing at least twinges of anger, jealousy, resentment.
From me?
From anyone.
Oh.
No, I mean, if I had someone in my environment
yes.
say this to me, and
yes.
I wouldn't be able to be there. I would have to buy a helicopter ride.
Okay.
I wouldn't live there.
Okay.
And every pebble.
Mm-hmm.
Let me give you another example. It's just something really great came to me. Just before I left Hungary.
Yes.
I don't remember why, but I bought a a tiny Italian car. It's like a car that has the size of an engine, like a motorcycle.
You did buy one here?
Yeah, I did buy one. And that's what I went to Vienna with.
Oh.
Okay?
Yes.
And it had these tiny wheels, smaller than normal wheels, okay?
Yeah.
Much like these little cars that Toyota makes.
Uh-huh.
And it felt every freaking pebble.
Mm-hmm.
And I felt it on my ass. Mm-hmm. You understand?
Uh-huh.
So I felt so groundbound and so thrown off every pebble.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
You know, my experience of life wasn't that it was a smooth ride.
Mm-hmm.
It was that I have to, I'm, every rain rains on me, every pebble gets in my way,
mm-hmm.
and it was just, I could feel it on my skin. It was like, okay?
Uh-huh.
Now, I drive a, today, whatever I drive, Century.
A green
okay?
car.
A green
yeah.
Century.
Yeah.
And that is a full-size car, right?
Yeah.
They call that full-size car. It has a full-size wheel. And I feel no pebbles.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
So that is another way to say the same thing.
Uh-huh.
That, like, for instance, last night, just before I went to bed, I wanted to make something easier for my brother, and I fucked up royally. I added about 5 hours of work to his schedule, okay?
Oh.
And I went back, and he wouldn't fix it.
Uh-huh.
He wasn't willing to do the reverse, the software. Like, okay, got it.
Yeah.
So I sent an instant message to my brother, is I apologize. I screwed up something for you, and I'm sorry for causing more work for you.
Uh-huh.
Okay?
Yeah.
And I went to sleep, and I mused that a few months ago, that would have been a major issue.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, that's wonderful.
And I would have even told him, don't do that part. I'll do that. He does this and I do that. And I would have fixed it myself.
Uh-huh.
To not have to say, I screwed up.
Yeah.
And I apologize. And he's my employee, you understand?
Yes.
I mean, not just my brother, but my employee.
Yeah.
And you don't say to an employee from a certain, where the pebbles are active and irritating, is I apologize, because it doesn't help you looking bigger. Original thing. So because I am working, like one of the assignments that I have given myself is there's this girl who refuses to eat, and then she needs to be taken to the psych ward, and she's there for 2 weeks, and then she eats, and then maybe she eats after that for a little while, but then she stops eating again.
Yeah.
She's afraid to put stuff in her mouth, in her body. Afraid to put stuff in her body, right?
Yeah.
Or something like that. That's what she told me. And I am looking what download I could give her. That would make it safe for her to eat. And I have a secret for you.
Yeah?
God doesn't know it.
Wow, that is a good secret. It's really amazing.
Because God doesn't deal with disease.
Right.
God not only deals with wellness. That's why I need to command certain downloads. God isn't, you understand?
Oh, I do. That's a big secret. That's very cool.
So I have to do an awful lot of work before I can say, okay, give me this download.
Oh, yeah.
And when you look at me from the outside, and you expect me to look good, because I have very troubled sleep, because I'm doing this work, and I'm imagining myself in her place, and it's like I am doing the work, right?
Yeah.
I look like shit.
You and Trivoli, or whatever his name is. Trivoli.
Trivedi.
Trivedi?
Trivedi.
Trivedi.
Yeah, he's quite a remarkable man, actually.
Mm-hmm. Where is he in the world?
He lives, I think, if I understand correctly, in Illinois. He came about a year ago from India.
Wow.
And his declared purpose, because there's a declared and undeclared, right?
Yeah.
His declared purpose is to prove to the scientific establishment that you can do things that doesn't meet the eye and it does an actual physical change. So one of the things that he does is that he heals crops.
Heals what?
Crops.
Crops?
Crops. Plants.
Oh, crops, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and he's successful at that.
Uh-huh. He must be a good listener.
I am not sure where he does that from. I am not sure. That's why I signed up to his program. I can't hear him listening.
Oh, wow. What do you do in his program?
I receive.
Okay.
He calls them blessings, and they are energy submissions.
Uh-huh.
I only got a sample, and that was, he said it was 3 minutes, but it was really one. 60 uh-huh. seconds. It knocked me to the ground.
Really?
Holy fucking shit.
Wow. Holy fucking shit.
And I was detoxing for 2 days after that.
Oh, wow.
So I think that he actually doesn't listen. I imagine myself a plant, and I can see that I have blockages. Blockages for the full expression of plant.
Mm-hmm.
I have a bug here. I have some lack of minerals there. This is too acidic. That's too alkaline. Okay? I have blockages, right?
Yes. Yeah.
So he does this transmission.
Yeah.
And I suddenly find myself being able to metabolize, even though it's too acidic or too alkaline, and the bug doesn't bother me.
Wow.
Now, I did a muscle test, and it doesn't raise the vibration. It does something very similar, as I come to see, to breathing.
Mm.
The breathing that energizes.
Mm-hmm. Wow. It's amazing that you can see that, and that is amazing that that's how that is.
Because I muscle tested people who I know that did their programs,
yep.
and their vibration didn't rise.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
Okay.
Did Chevrolet's program?
What is it?
That did his program?
Well, it's a monthly, the first Sunday of every month.
Oh, okay.
Okay. That's the one I'm in. He's going to have a weekend in Illinois, and it's $450 if you participate in on the computer. But I don't know if I want to spend $450 on that, given that I can't. I don't see that I want to give up everything else for a whole weekend and sit on my chair to wait for what I really. I don't want his discourses. Okay, I don't want it at all. I'm not interested in that. Because he doesn't know what he's doing.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, he doesn't.
I hear you.
He doesn't?
Has he connected to Simon at all? Because you said
no.
Okay.
No, but a lot of the people, I heard about it from Steve.
Oh.
Yeah. And I also know another person who has gotten. He calls them blessings, okay?
Okay. Yeah.
But people talk about him like Dr. Chivedi.
Oh, okay.
Okay? Because he in his heart calls these healings.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, Dr.
Chivedi.
Okay.
Steve got a one-on-one session from him.
Wonder where he was, how he did that.
He actually saw him personally. In upstate New York, because I think the guy was visiting.
Oh, okay. Did he get kidnapped like you did?
Not that one, but the one that I wasn't on, another Sunday one.
Mm-hmm.
He actually did talk for more than a week.
Yeah.
He felt really bad. Queasy stomach, headache, dizzy, blurry eyes. He got it real, real strong.
Can I give you one of my symptoms that I wanted to, one of my effects that I wanted to share with you?
Sure.
I shit my pants yesterday.
That's what you wanted to share?
Yeah.
That you shit your pants?
Speaking of detox, yes.
Yeah, I do have diarrhea that looks like detox too.
You don't think it's detox?
No. I just told you that.
Oh, okay.
I have that too.
I
haven't had it to the degree that I couldn't hold it back.
Oh, I couldn't hold it back.
But I tell you something. You remember MMS? Oh, you don't know about that because at the time we weren't talking. So there is a substance that this guy discovered when he was in the jungles of South America.
Yeah.
He was a gold prospector.
Mm-hmm.
And the place that they were prospecting, he was the only white man, and he had this local Indian helpers.
Yeah.
And it was like 2 days from any place inhabited, okay?
Uh-huh.
And they came down with malaria.
Oh.
The workers.
Mm-hmm.
And they were going to die.
Uh-huh.
And he looked in his bag what he had for them, and he had water purifying tablets.
Yeah.
And he gave it to them. And after 2 hours or so, he came back to the hut, and they were playing cards. Okay?
Uh-huh.
So he did, when he came back, he did a lot of research, what happened. And he came up with this whole technology called MMS, Miracle Mineral Supplement.
Oh.
Okay.
MMS.
And it is actually the same substance as the water purifier, the same substance what they wash hospital walls with.
Uh-huh.
And it is a very intelligent substance.
Oh.
Very interesting. It only kills bed bugs.
Oh.
It leaves the good bugs alone, leaves healthy tissues alone, and only kills bad insects. It's very interesting. It's like, how does it know? But there must be a vibrational something, okay?
Somehow it knows.
Yeah. So so he developed this whole dosage and everything, and he cured hundreds of thousands of people from malaria in Africa, and in South America. And then he founded a church because he was going to be sued. He can't even live in the U.S. anymore.
Oh, my God.
Okay. He certifies people in this healing, and they are all ministers or whatever they are called.
Yeah.
Okay. Ordinary people, and they kind of minister to people, okay? And it works. I mean, I brought back a few people from death's door.
You did with MMS?
Yeah.
What does it have to do with diarrhea, though?
Oh, okay, I'm going to tell you.
Okay.
I'm going to tell you, because that's how it began. So you take the drops, and it starts to eat the bad bacteria in your intestines. And you are going to have, after a few days, uncontrollable pitch black.
Oh, really?
Pitch black stool. First stool and then uncontrollable diarrhea. Uncontrollable. The woman that I brought back from death's door, she turned bed.
Yeah.
Every single night. But she survived. What happened to her is she had silicone breasts and they leak. And they caused her to almost be dead. And the doctor said they can't save her. And you could see in her stool, the silicone came out.
Oh, my God.
From her system. Because the substance is intelligent.
Oh, wow.
I don't know why it's intelligent. I haven't been able to decipher it. But it seems to have an idea about the design of life.
Oh, a divine blueprint idea.
Oh, there is a divine blueprint.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Definitely.
There is. There's
oh, no, I'm very clear about that.
Yeah.
It's like any. Well, a normal human being would say it's quite rigid, right?
A normal human being, a regular.
Well, what do you want from a blueprint? To give you alternatives? No. I mean, as an architect, I can tell you there are no alternatives when you do a blueprint. It's a blueprint.
Right.
This is what you do, and if you deviate from it, then you wrote it on yourself, just like it happened in Israel. That I designed this this house for two individuals, and they took a break from or leave from their job to actually build it.
Yeah.
And they changed the blueprint on the job, but they were pebble bound, you know. So they couldn't see that the partitions are going to be in the middle of a window.
Right.
So they called me, and they said, the partitions are in the middle of a window.
Yeah.
And I said, well, on the building, not on the blueprint. Go back to the blueprint.
Yeah.
Do you hear? Go back to the blueprint. I'm not going to change the blueprint for your lifestyle.
Right.
Your lifestyle is off, not the blueprint.
Right.
Did you get that?
Yeah, definitely.
So, I mean...
I wanted to add, I'm meaning to tell you, on your description of who you are, you have architect, and I wanted to ask you, and you just answered my question, was it Hungarian architect or Israeli architect? And I suggest that you trust Israeli architects.
I am not an Israeli architect. I got my degree in Hungary.
Oh, okay. All right.
And Hungarian architecture school is the best. BEST in the world.
Is it really?
Yeah. Wow. The only school that they accept a degree without any additional studies or
wow.
credits in the whole world.
Wow. And that's where you went?
Yeah.
Yeah, wow.
Yeah. Out of the 96 people in our class, only
yes.
three didn't come out with chronic disease.
Oh, my God.
When they calculated how much study, like how many hours of study you need a week to, if you have average intelligence and capabilities,
yeah.
and to get an average score,
yeah.
they come out with 96 hours a week.
Oh, wow.
96 hours a week.
So, Eva, you practiced in Israel.
I did practice in Israel. I don't see the significance. If I ever do, I'll change
yeah.
that, okay?
Yeah.
I was an architect in three countries.
Yeah.
Well, that is more interesting because most people are afraid to move to the next town, right?
Yeah. Yeah. It'd be cool to put Hungary, Israel, American architect.
I am at this point really curious what kind of worldly accomplishments. Can I be rude?
Yeah.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Little people
mm-hmm.
want from me?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, it just shows that you're a global woman. Like, you really, I don't know.
I don't know if...
I love it that you're a Hungarian architect and you practice in Israel and in the United States. I know you and I love that about you.
Well, you love architect
as an
archetype, so to say.
Yeah, but I also think that a person who comes from a high discipline and then shares godly spiritual, it shows a lot about a person than somebody. It just demonstrates, says a lot about you. I kind of am hearing my own answer in my head as I'm saying it, but
you just want to know that this question,
yeah,
it's important for me to consider, okay?
Oh, thank you. Yeah.
Because if you want to make a difference with people, but they can't
yes.
relate to you.
Yes.
As
yes.
somebody valuable, they are not going to.
Thank you for hammering that out, because it was very, I was getting hammered by myself as I was speaking it. So thanks for...
Well,
that's exactly why I'm saying it.
See, it's really the vantage point that's speaking. And also people's own opinion about themselves.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, obviously, if you think of yourself as highly accomplished, etc., mm-hmm. you are going to be less keen on finding out what you have to say for yourself, right? But most people... I'm not sure.
Okay.
Because I mean, I don't know if you ever paid attention, but I was never interested in that.
I did pay attention, I know you know.
So one of the things that I make from that mean, which could only be because I'm a Hungarian, right?
Yeah.
So I made it jump a jump, like a mental jump, and it may be wrong, so it's not that, not that I'm looking from a helicopter, it's that I am unaware, is that that I decided that people who are highly accomplished, more considering others' human qualities than their accomplishment qualities, but they, that may be completely off.
Mm-hmm.
I don't even know how to test that.
Mm-hmm.
How would you test that, if that's accurate?
You just say it and muscle test yourself, right?
Or that people, okay, so people who are highly accomplished are more interested in human qualities in another than their credentials.
Yes.
It's a yes. Huh.
Sorry, muscle test this. People who are highly accomplished are discerning. Like, I see something about discernment. I'm having trouble putting it in words. Are discerning about, what is the word you use?
Are highly discerning about what?
Well, I think they're discerning about who they would
associate
with on a spiritual basis.
Okay, what do you mean?
Who they would connect with.
Okay, so say the direction.
Okay. That
or the concern. There's a concern there. You hear that, right?
What's
the concern?
The concern is that the person is going to be like a schlock. Like some schlock, like a gypsy cafeteria thing or something. So you kind of want to look at a person's background.
Okay, so what you are saying is that a highly accomplished person looks at people's background, not who they are.
No, they look at both.
That's a no. So no. The answer is no, they don't.
Okay.
Because a highly accomplished person, there are all kinds of highly accomplished people, right?
Yes.
But a highly accomplished person who is hooked up, she was hooked up, is going to go to their belly instead of the background. Because if I went for the background, there are a lot of people I would not associate with.
Okay.
Sure. And if you really look, I am not I'm not trusting at all of the so-called accomplishments.
Yeah.
They don't do it for me.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
They don't do it for me.
Just a second, so. It just left at my house. I don't know. I can't even hear it. Yes, thank you. I'm sorry for the interruption.
What happened?
I'm walking past a person, and they asked me a question about my umbrella.
And they saw that you're on the phone?
I don't know, because you can't really see, because I have my earphones on.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
This is very useful conversation, because it actually is going deep into that inquiry that I need to be able to get a clarity, because when I am designing my conversations with a potential. Not physical conversation, but on paper, okay? On paper or in a video. And that's why I haven't done the video. Because I need to know what the people are thinking and who are going to watch it.
Okay.
See, if I...
I think I could tell you that.
not sure that it is going to be something I can follow, but go ahead, tell me everything that you know, and then I am going to have to develop my own, right?
I am not going to follow anyone's
instructions, because that's not my nature.
Right. So if you put it on YouTube video, it will have a tag for words, and I think there's a huge thirst for investigating modalities before you invest in them.
Yeah, but that's not what that's not what I'm worried about.
No, I know you're not worried about that, but that's, I believe, what's so. And I think someone would put in the word Sama, and then they'd go, oh, YouTube video.
But that's not the inquiry.
Okay,
so that's very useful what you're saying, but that's not the inquiry. The inquiry is who they want me to look. You say, what are they looking for, looking at? What are they looking at to decide if I'm full of shit?
No,
hold. Don't say you know, because I haven't finished the sentence.
Sorry.
It's an either or, so the no doesn't answer.
Oh, yes. Okay.
Okay. So are they looking for me being full of shit, or are they going... Okay, I have one piece that just came to me this second, okay? So I don't know if you remember when I was in Colorado and had this discussion with Bill Harris.
Yeah.
The founder of Holosync.
Yeah.
I didn't go anywhere without my Holosync, okay?
Yeah.
I couldn't sleep without my Holosync. And after the discussion, I chucked my program. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I never used it again. Mm-hmm. And I am an insomniac, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And I needed it, but no. Mm-hmm. Why? Because in the discussion about water, it was about water, he demonstrated narrow-mindedness, stuck to earth, stupidity, and hostility. Hostility for any other opinion than his.
Yeah.
And I said, I don't want to be like you.
Right.
And even though doing Holosync wouldn't make me like him, I couldn't risk it.
Yeah. Right.
So now, if somebody looks at, I looked at this girl yesterday, black cheeks, rosy cheeks, sparkly eyes, beautiful smile, beautiful teeth, okay?
Yeah.
Vibration under 200.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody could say, well, I don't want to be black, but I want to have sparkling eyes.
Yeah.
Okay? So mm-hmm. if they can put up with that the chick is black, they are going to be attracted to her.
Mm-hmm.
Then you look at Saima, and she is like beaming smile and all that.
Yeah.
And behaves like a coquettish 16-year-old at 50-something, right?
Uh-huh.
And covered in silk, and behaves like she doesn't have a care in the world, right?
Yeah.
So people say, I want to be like her.
Uh-huh.
Well, I can tell you, it's not a funny place.
Yeah.
I have gotten into her. It's not a funny place. Okay. I mostly look at women. With men, people behave different.
Mm-hmm.
They don't necessarily say, I want to be like you.
Right.
Or they may say, I want to have what you have.
Ah.
I want to have what you have. Uh-huh. So like Sai Baba, I want to make gold out of crap, right?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, so this is where the difference of being a woman and a man comes in really strong. Mm-hmm. Nobody says, I want to have what you have to Sai Ma. Mm-hmm. They say, I want to be like you. Mm-hmm. You see that? Mm-hmm. Now, asking the question from there, who do I need to be on a YouTube video that they say, I want to be like you? Is the question.
Oh, okay.
Do you hear that it's a different question, right?
Yeah, it's a different question. You want to get your being. You want to select your being.
And my being is a little edgy.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the question is, why people flock to Marianne Williamson? Because her vibration is under 200. And is she beautiful?
Yeah.
Aha.
Uh-huh. And skinny.
And so is Debbie Ford. And so is Debbie Ford. Do you know any fat chick?
That's
fat
a good question.
Chick.
Yeah.
Who people flock to?
Amma.
Who?
Amma.
Who is Amma?
The hugging guru.
Yeah, flocking to her?
Yes.
What do you mean? Flocking.
Like I said, she has the following equal to Sai Ma.
And what does she do?
She hugs people.
Is she selling anything?
No, she doesn't sell anything. She hugs people. She doesn't sell anything.
Oh, so it's all pretense. Got it. People want to be pretentious like her. Like the Christian love. Amma, A-M-A?
A-M-A.
Hugging?
Yes. Hugging guru.
Hugging guru. And what is she teaching? Hugging. That's not what I'm going to buy. Hugging. Hugging saint. She's a saint, not a guru.
Yes. Oh, okay. Saint.
Hugging saint.
Mm-hmm.
Amma.org. Okay, so let's go there. Is she American?
No, she's Indian.
Oh, she's another fucking Indian?
Yeah.
My sole mission is to love and serve one and all. Okay, she appeals to the people who think life is a self-sacrifice.
Oh, she does? Yeah. Oh, no, because of no money?
No, because she epitomizes that self-slavery.
Okay. All right. I'm going to have to wrap in just a minute here. If that's okay with you.
No.
All right.
Do I have a choice? No. Yeah. Obvious. Just go. Awesome.
Did you do John of God?
Which John of God?
Oh.
John,
J-O-N? J-O-H, I believe it's J-O-H-N.
J-O-H-N
of God.
He's a man?
Of man. Yeah, he's a man. John of God, he lives in Brazil. John of God is very popular. And he's been on Oprah. And Carolyn has been to him twice. Healer. And supporting...
Fourth plane.
Huh?
I without opening it, I felt all. Fourth plane.
Fourth plane?
Yeah.
Sticks things in their eye and puts his hand in them and takes things out of their body.
No, not fourth plane. I was wrong.
Oh, what is it?
Fifth.
Fifth? Oh.
Okay.
All right.
I stay away from these people.
Oh, yeah. Are you telling me that to me or are you saying that you do?
I am staying away from these people.
Yeah.
It's like leprosy to me. Some of the reason for that is, you have to go, I know, is that I am protective of my energies.
Okay.
Okay, all right. Go. Love you. Thank you for calling.
Thank you.
Bye.